if you watch a series from beginning to end, you can learn a lot about life, to be honest with you. Because, and the reason people might say, what are you talking about? That's crazy. The reason is because the writers can't think outside of the human condition. No writer can think outside of the human condition. The Bible says it's not even entered into the heart of mine, heart of man, what God has prepared for them that loved him. In other words, what he's saying, he's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness down here. So, and also, there's a verse that says, there's no temptation but such as is common to man. So every temptation that's common to man is common to man. And so what does that tell you? There's nothing new under the sun. Also, that's four verses that support what I'm saying. There's no new human condition. Whether it's sickness, whether it's health, whether it's love, whether it's prosperity, whether it's poor, whether it's whatever it is. And if you look hard enough, you'll see other people have been where you already are, or you already made it through it and other people are going through what you're going through. There's no new human condition. And if you think that you're smarter than the rest of the world, you might be a prophet, or, you know, when I say prophet, I'm talking about a truther. You might be a truther, but somebody's already thought it. And if it ain't a human, it's Jesus. And God is just revealing it to you. So if you're being revealed stuff by God, it was already written before he revealed it to you. So there's no reason for pride, you know. As you grow, as you learn, it's already been. It's just a matter of you. God's pulling you through to the other side so that you can actually see it. One example, they talk about the multiverse, you know, a lot of times. Well, the multiverse is the other person that you're looking at, because they're in a different path. Everybody takes a different path, a different road. And so it branched off from the source, which is Jesus. Jesus spoke it all into existence. So everything branched off from the source, and everybody took a different path. Now, the saved people, they go back to the same source code. The unsaved, they burn forever. They burn forever. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. I can only say a few things about what I learned that come out of my mouth across the airwaves. But a person on the other side has to receive it. If they're asking questions, God has already given you the answer. You just have to keep knocking. You'll eventually find it. Every question under the sun has been answered. All the deep questions have been answered. What is deja vu? It's already been. Deja vu, you're just seeing a glimpse of every moment is what's happening at the cross. The story was written about the cross, right? What Jesus did on the cross. And so every moment is that same story, just repeated. And you know it's true, because what are the saints doing in heaven? They're worshiping God. They fall down and worship God. What are the four beasts doing up there? They're worshiping God. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Now, are there different things you can enjoy under God's creation? Yeah, different kind of food, different kind of colors, different kind of sounds, different kind of taste, different kind of smells, different colors. I said that already. There's a lot of variety, but it's all from the source. So you can enjoy different things in life. But eventually, what's going to happen? I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I would think it happens to everybody. But eventually, you've tasted every food you could taste. You traveled. You've studied everything you could study. And eventually, you say, all right, I've had enough. I'm ready to go home. And then God, you say, Lord, I'm ready to go home. He says, well, I'm leaving you there for a reason. Somebody needs to hear the truth, you know. Don't be selfish. Just endure it until it's time. It's appointed unto man wanting to die, and after that, the judgment. So everybody's got appointed time. And you learn in the Bible that if you want to extend your time or shorten your time, if God answers that prayer, it might be bad news. There might be something bad happen, or something good that could happen, you know. You should always try to live as long as you can, even if this place is really insane, because there's one chance that somebody might get saved, you know. Yeah, the social media is shutting us down, but really, what is social media? It's just some foolishness. It's junk. It's not even real. You go to your job, it's not even real. You put on that plastic face, it's not even real. None. What's real is what's in your heart, what you believe, your spiritual conviction about politics, your spiritual conviction about life and home and family and nation, and it's all Bible. So who cares what social media says? All social media is doing is trying to give you some kind of fake reality, fake belief system, fake friends, fake reality, fake everything. That's all social media is. You don't, even if you're married, you don't even know a person till you live with them. Even if you, let's say you dated somebody, let's say a man dated this woman for 5 years. He thinks he knows her till he gets married to her. People change. What happens if one spouse has a chemical imbalance, or their parents die, or their children die, or they have a car wreck, or they get cancer, or whatever it is. Whatever it is that happens to people can change them. What happens if somebody gets married to somebody and they get saved? Or they marry somebody they thought were saved and they found out they wasn't saved? What happens when they grow apart in their beliefs and their doctrines? Things change in life. People change. What happens if one of them's working a job and they fall in love with somebody else while they're married because they didn't water that garden, you know? They said, oh, the grass is greener on the other side. Then they're gonna find out there's trouble there too. Everywhere, man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. And so, you're going to face trouble, but the secret is just have faith and press on. I promise you, and I've said this many times, the less agreements you have down here, the less, especially a covenant, an agreement, a business agreement, or whatever it is, the less agreements or whatever you want to call it that you have, the better off you are. Most people do not have a sacrificial, redemptive mindset. They just want to be, most people are selfish. They don't want to sacrifice. They want all the privileges but no responsibility. Let me say it again. They want all the privileges but no responsibility. And when somebody enables that, they're going to get worse. If you have somebody enabling a selfish, narcissistic Jezebel, they're going to get worse and worse and worse. If you enable it, it will get worse. If you enable a selfish, narcissistic agent of the devil, they're not going to get better. You're enabling sin. And what does sin do? It goes spiraling down. It's a downward spiral. That's why codependents and enablers are so toxic with each other that they don't even know that it's happening. And all of a sudden, they end up on Dr. Phil's show. Or the Jerry Springer show, or something like that. They're so toxic with each other that they don't even know what hit them. They're so caught up in their junk. Because think about it: if you're being enabled by people around you, and what you think is normal. And they allow it to go on, you're going to think that's normal when it's abnormal. Just like my neighbors across the street, they think they're okay. They think they're normal. Fighting out in the yard, partying, drinking, throwing a fit, making a lot of noise, causing trouble in the neighborhood. They think they're normal. And they fight each other, harass the neighbors, fight each other. I mean, they think that's normal. The culture has normalized rebellion and sin and death because the culture is a cult. It's the flesh. These are flesh creatures in a culture dish. That's what's happening.